Worthy, the Lamb.
Praise his name. Tonight he's worthy.
The worthy.
Oh yes, Lord God. Praise you, Father.
Oh, worthy.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Worthy the Lamb that was slain.
Yes, you're worthy tonight, Lord.
Oh, worthy.
What's he worthy of?
Oh, praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Worthy.
Of all
yes,
honor.
God. Yes,
all
Lord.
Praise and all glory. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Worthy the Lamb that was slain.
For our transgressions.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Oh God.
Lord. So worthy.
Yes, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
It's worthy.
You took my filth, Lord. You took my dirt.
Worthy the Lamb that was slain.
You gave me life, Lord. Yes, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Just worship the Lord. Let's just give him a praise offering tonight. Lord God, we just worship you, Lord. We praise you. We exalt your name and we lift you high. For you are the highest thing in our life. Lord, and if there's anyone here tonight that doesn't make you the center, Lord, from the pulpit all the way to the back room, Lord, change our hearts. Lord, that complete fellowship with you would be the only desire of our hearts. Lord, let us not to think lightly of these things. Lord, let us to run, Lord, with patience after you. Lord, as that prize. That's what that prize is. I'm already saved. I'm not running towards salvation. I'm running towards the redemption of the promise.
Yes, Lord God.
The manifestation of our complete eternal fellowship.
Yes.
That word would go back to word. Oh, we just praise you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you this evening, Lord God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, we just ask that you bless this service, Lord. Oh, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord. We recognize you this night, Lord God. We ask that you come and just not be with us, but anoint us to the very depths of our soul, Lord God. That we're so fundamentally changed to the very molecular structure of our being, Lord. Oh, God. That we don't go around toting quotes in scriptures and saying we're saved. But, Lord, that the testimony is that people know we've been with Jesus. By just us being there. Not having to preach a sermon. Not having to correct people's faults. But, Lord, that just by our presence alone. Why? Because you are there.
Yes, Lord God. Yes.
Change us to where our presence is no longer our presence, but it's your presence.
Yes,
Lord God.
Lord God.
For there's no other thing that's worth striving for, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For all things are under you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, bless the reading of your word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, let us to all get out of the way. I push myself into that throne room and I lay myself down, Lord God. I lay myself down before your feet and I say, Lord God, you who rules the universe, Lord, look upon us. Use my mouth, Lord, I give it to you freely. Use my mind, Lord. Use my heart. Use all of me tonight, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, use each one of us, Lord, that we would hear with open ears, Lord.
Jesus.
That we would accept with an open hand.
Yes, Lord.
With both open hands.
Lord.
That we would surrender to you
on
your omnipotence.
Yes.
And your grace. Lord, show us who we are tonight, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Help us to walk closer.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, I love you and I praise you. Lord Jesus, we just praise you and we give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise. For you are worthy. James, play it again. Let's sing that song one more time. Yes, oh God,
worthy.
Yes, oh God,
worthy. Worthy the Lamb that was slain.
Yes, oh God.
Yes, so worthy.
Jesus,
worthy.
Turn to Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. We spoke last, or this Sunday about... Amen, about deconstructing our toxic self-image.
Sure.
Amen. Amen, and how it comes to a confession life. Amen. And that our confession life isn't just something we confess, but it's the word we're confessing.
Yes.
And that leads to a life lived.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Hebrews 2 says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Amen, brother.
So it's not like a book that I can sit on my library shelf and say, well, I've read that and I have all the knowledge of that, right?
Come on.
I have to continuously heed the Word of God.
Amen.
I can't read the Bible once and say, I've read it, I know what it says, I'm good.
Get it, brother. Come on.
Why? Because then they'll slip, Paul.
That's right. Exactly.
And when they start to slip, I start to slip.
Amen, brother.
And I'll look around and say, where's God in my life?
That's it. Right. That's right.
And I can look at my confession and say, oh, that's why. Because I've stopped confessing the Word of God in my life.
Amen.
Amen. He says, for if the Word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? Let me ask tonight, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Not if we throw it out, but if we neglect it.
That's it. Right.
It just takes a neglecting of it.
Yes, sir, brother.
You don't have to confess that you're not a Christian anymore. You don't have to confess that God didn't save you. You don't have to confess that you're out in the world again. You don't even have to stop coming to church. You just have to neglect the salvation God's given you.
Yes. Amen.
He says, how shall we escape if we neglect it? That salvation that's been offered, that's been purchased on Calvary, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So that earnest means more superabundantly. And the root of that word means more abundant, greater, over much. And that word neglect there means to be careless of.
Yes, that's it. Amen.
I'm a Christian, I go to the church, but I don't need to read my Bible every day.
That's it.
I don't need to pray every day.
Right.
I can sit there and watch my Hollywood movies and listen to my Hollywood rock and roll music and all this other stuff.
Come on, brother.
Because I go to church, I pay my tithes. I pray to the Lord 5 minutes every week.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. It says make light of, neglect, to be neglected or have no regard. So we are to have earnest heed of the words spoken, right?
Amen.
So I want to talk about how we can reconstruct or how we can construct God's self-image in us.
Amen.
Because that's what our self-image should be.
Yes, sir.
Not a human.
Right.
But a son of God.
Amen. Exactly.
A king and a priest.
Yes.
Amen. Not some fallen sin nature person. Because I'll tell you this, Christ didn't come to save your sin nature. He came to destroy your sin nature.
That's right.
And
Amen.
Reveal to you who you really are.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Praise
Hebrews 1 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you once more and we say, bless the word. Guide my lips. Guide our hearts, Lord. We yield them all to you. We bring all things under subjection unto you this night, Lord God.
Yes, Father.
And we bring them to you that you would investigate them.
Hallelujah.
That you would look through them, and anything that is not of you, that you would take it and you would throw it into the furnace to be burned away. Lord, show us how to live right.
Hallelujah.
Show us what you ask of us and demand of us.
Jesus.
Show us what we need to see ourselves as.
Yes.
We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the word. You may be seated. Amen. Remember in Romans 28:27 says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
Right.
He says, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God.
Yes, sir.
To them who are called according to his purpose. He says, verse 29, he says, for whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate.
Right. Come on,
to be conformed to the image of a sinful nature?
No, sir, brother. Preach.
What's that word
Come
say?
On.
The Son of God.
Amen.
So I should be able to get to a point before the rapture.
Oh, I believe in Lord Jesus.
To get look in a mirror and say, that's the Son of God.
Yes, yes, Father.
Because that Son of God is the same, has the same makeup as the Son of God.
Right.
That's right.
Come on, brother.
Where there's no difference. The Bible says that I am a joint heir, equal.
Right. Christ. Yes. Preach, brother.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He says that he might be the firstborn among many servants, brethren. Slaves, brethren.
Right. Come on, brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So what he does is he searches our hearts and he makes intercession for us to make us a son or daughter of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Because what did we, on Sunday we talked about how that is the will of God.
You're right, right, amen.
That is to the praise and the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 1, 4 through 6 says, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundations of the world.
That's right.
Like I
brother.
Said on Sunday, who here was born and physically manifested before the foundations of the earth?
Come on, brother, preach.
Are we getting this tonight? Because I was manifested as a sinner.
Sure. Come on, brother. Yes.
In a sin nature, all are born shaped in sin and iniquity.
That's
speaking
right.
lies.
That's right. Yes, sir. Come on.
Amen? But I'm predestinated to something more.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But again, like I said on Sunday, you can't get to that point unless you start to realize who you are.
Amen.
And if you don't start to realize who you are, you won't confess that and you won't have victory.
That's right.
Because victory will come into your camp and you say, I'm not worthy of this because A, B, and C.
Yeah, right.
And you'll push that victory out and say, well, God will make me worthy someday. No, he's already made you worthy to sit there and say, regardless of A, B, and C, I'm taking this victory and I'm walking. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Why? You're predestined unto it.
Right. Praise his name.
He gets you right up to it and he says, okay, grab it.
That's right.
Preach Amen.
Together. That's it.
Sure.
He'll only change our diaper so much.
That's right. Come on now.
Much of us, many of us want to be a 20-year-old Christian still wearing diapers.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know about, but I've never met a man or a woman who had a child and let them wear diapers until they were 20.
Sure.
I've never heard of it.
That's right, brother. Come on.
So why do we do it in these churches in the spiritual?
Yeah,
why does the ministry?
Yeah. Come on. Preach.
Come on. I'm not here to pat you on the back. I'm here to show you where we are.
Brother,
amen.
Amen.
We don't sing praise to the King for saving us from sin only.
Come on, brother.
Because if I just praise God for saving me from sin, that would be an incomplete redemption.
That's right. That's
my redemption would only be halfway. That's why? Right. Because redemption means I'm going somewhere.
Yeah, right.
For we are not only half redeemed, but we sing praises, listen, to the name of the King, for not only what we were saved from, but more importantly,
come on, brother, preach.
What we're saved unto.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Revelations 1:4-6, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be to you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Amen?
Amen.
He says, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. So if he's the first begotten of the dead, there has to be someone else that's going to be begotten from the dead.
That's
Abraham
right.
received a son from death.
Amen.
That's why on the mount he could accept and say, okay, I'm going to kill my son. Why? Because he had already received his son from the death.
That's right.
Because his body was dead, his wife's body was dead. He said, if God can give me a son from the death, from dead first, he can do it again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He said, in Jesus Christ, who's the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6 says, and he has made us, not will make us, he has made us.
That's right. That's
amen. Kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelations 2:26. Now people can say this scripture is just for that church age, but if we really look at the church age, Brother Branham said each church age rolls into the next.
Yes, sir.
And when we get to the seventh, they're all there in that seventh church age.
Yes, right.
He says, and he that overcometh, verse 26, and keepeth my works to the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
That's right. Come on.
You will rule over the nations.
That's right.
So where do you get off thinking that you're not good enough for victory in this life? If God says, I will make you a king.
Yeah.
I will make you a priest.
Amen.
And it will be manifested.
Yes, amen. Lord God. Grant it,
but
Lord.
You have to become a king and a priest now.
Yes, Lord amen. Jesus. Grant it, Lord.
Not just wait for God to come and boot you on the head with a fairy wand. You have to become a king and a priest now.
Amen.
You daughters have to become queens and priestesses now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
What's a king do? He governs the province that he's been given.
Sure.
And last time I checked, the scripture says we're kings and priests over all the nations, not just this
That's
one
it.
Or that one,
That's
or
it.
Maybe these three.
Yeah.
All of them. This
Amen.
Earth is mine. This
That's
earth is
right.
ours.
Amen. Glory
we're not
to
going
God.
To heaven and staying there. We're coming back down to a redeemed earth.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
So we have to fulfill that redemption.
Sure do.
What think ye of Christ? 1957, he says, now in this little portion of scripture that I have here under consideration, we say, oh, well, that's all good and dandy, and that's a corporate thing that's for the bride. Yes, but it is for the bride individually
yes,
as well. I can
right.
stand up and say, I am bride.
Amen.
I can say, I am Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Because a part or a whole is only the sum of its parts.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So if the whole is only 99% complete, it's not the whole.
Amen.
Because
that's
it's
nice.
Missing 2%.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Yeah. So it can't really be called the bride unless there's all there.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And God's not going to accept a half bride. He's not going to accept a 99.99% bride.
That's right. That's
He's going to accept kings and priests 100% bride.
Amen.
100% adopted. 100% filled and sealed with the Holy Ghost. 100% walking in authority and
yes.
victory.
Amen.
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 That's right.
He says, I have here under consideration for a text that is such a little tiny thing. Five little words. But what makes it what it is, it's because it is the scripture.
Yes, that's it.
He says the valuation of the word. Amen?
Amen.
He says the word is so valuable, no matter if it's one little word, it's the value of the word. We want to sit there and have this say you can only put a doctorate out if you have so many scriptures.
Yeah, come on, brother.
You know, when Jesus got up in the tabernacle, he read half of a scripture.
That's right.
He said, this day it's fulfilled.
Amen.
And he was 100% correct.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about people stepping out of their callings. Don't get me wrong.
Come on, brother.
It's all right. Amen. He says, the word was in the beginning a thought of God. And then it became after a thought. A word is a thought expressed. Amen?
Amen.
And when God thinks of anything,
that's right. Come on.
Then when he expresses his thought, it becomes a signed document. And everything that is God, that God is worth, and everything that God is behind that word.
That's amen. Right.
Amen. So when God says, I'll make you kings.
That's right. Praise his
and
name.
I've made you kings and priests.
Amen.
God puts everything he is behind that.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
It's true.
But we want to let our complexes override
Come
God.
Come on, brother. No, sir. Hit it.
Amen. Genesis 1 says, and God said, let us make man in our image. So tell me you're not going to be in the image of God. Tell me you're not really going to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
Come on, brother, preach it.
Because Hebrews says that the Son of God is the express image of his person.
That's right.
So that means that I'm the expressed image of the Son of God's person.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Come on.
Don't you dare try to take me out of this Godhead.
That's right. Praise
You've come too late.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because when God comes and he rests and he abides in my soul, that makes me him.
Amen.
Come on, brother. Preach.
Yeah, I still have to fight this guy. I still have to kill this guy daily. But in the inside of the inside, God didn't come to save my flesh. He came to save my soul. Yeah, why? Because it needed redemption, because it had once been lost. So if it's once lost, that means it was somewhere before.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
That's it.
He says, after our likeness. So not just his image, but his likeness, his character, everything he is, his integrity.
Yes.
That's what he's created us to be.
Amen.
Amen. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You mean he brings it down to where our authority is over the bugs in the ground.
Come on, brother.
That's dominion.
Yeah.
Amen. But like we always say, you know, power without character is satanic.
That's it.
But we're not talking about power without character. We're talking about the authority and the power of God resting in us, giving us character.
Amen.
Amen. He says, so God created them in his own image. The image God created he them. Male and female created he them. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yeah.
And the same was in the beginning with God. Hello, Job.
Come on, brother.
Where were you, Job?
That's right.
When the sons of God shouted for joy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was there. Where were you?
I believe it.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Exactly.
So in the beginning was Brother Jonathan.
Come on, brother.
Why? Because he's part of that word.
That's right.
He may not be the complete of that word. I'm not the complete of the word. But I'm a percent. I'm a part of that whole.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Praise his name.
And I can claim every word.
That's right.
Amen. He says, all things were made by him. And if I'm in him, I was there with him creating the world.
Uh-huh.
You were there with him creating the world.
Exactly.
Brother Jonathan, you still have a finger waiting for you, right?
Yeah. That's
Amen.
Right,
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. He's not going to be in that. See?
Yeah.
It's coming.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Nonetheless, that's right.
Why? Because it's a flesh nature, a fallen flesh thing. It's not going to grow back. But he's got something there.
Uh-huh.
And why do you think it is when we have amputees, they say, I have shadow pains or I have shadow itches? Because the spirit, they didn't cut the arm of the spirit off.
Right.
It's still there. The whole person of who they are is still there.
Sure.
Listen, your flesh is only there so you can react to this physical world.
Right.
Amen.
Because it's just the five senses. It's ruled by the five senses. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Amen. Ye are our epistle.
That's it.
Written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ. So you might as well just say, for as much as you are manifestly declared to be the Word of God.
That's it.
Ministered by us, written not with ink, but the Spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tablets on the heart. But such trust we have through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to think anything as of ourselves.
That's it.
But our sufficiency, what? Why are we kings and priests?
Yes.
Because he said we are.
That's right.
Because he said we are.
That's it.
Period. Yes, sir. Underline, bold it, italicize it if you want.
Yeah, amen.
We are kings and priests.
Amen. Praise his name.
So, if, like we said on Sunday, if God's given us all authority, that token of control to become the Son of God, daughters of God. So Mark 3, 9 through 15 is correct. When in verse 15 he says, and to you have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils.
Amen.
Now in my flesh body I can't do that.
Come on, brother, preach.
But by faith.
Yes.
Scripture says that, when Peter and John go to the gate beautiful.
Yes, sir.
He said,
come on.
Silver and gold I have, I none. But what I have,
yeah,
I give to you.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
That's it's okay.
That's the truth.
It's all right.
That's the word.
Amen.
He
didn't say such as God has.
That's right. Preach.
Why? Because God was standing right there in
that's
the flesh
right.
veil.
Yes.
Once
amen.
Again, 1 John, I think it's chapter 4, verse 2, says,
yep.
He who confesses that Jesus Christ is come.
That's right.
In the flesh is of
right.
God.
Amen.
That is, can only be used
that's
in the
right.
present tense. And
amen.
Your corporeal body was already off the scene. Amen?
Hallelujah.
So where is he? He's
that's
in the bride.
It, brother. Yes.
Amen?
Praise his name.
So who are we? Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, brother. Preach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
He says, I'm going to skip down a little bit. Experiences, Phoenix, Arizona 47. He says, every morning at 9 o'clock, put your hand over your heart. Put it on prayerfully. The cloth first, he's talking about a prayer cloth. Get it over your heart on the inside of your garment. Put your hand over your heart and pray at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Confess, listen, confess all your faults.
Amen.
One to another. So it's not just enough for me to say, I'm a son of God. But why? Because we still have to deal with this guy. And we've been made a family for a reason.
Amen.
Confess your faults one to another. Call in the neighbors, he says, and pray and have prayer meetings. You'll get well.
Amen.
Right.
So it's not just on a prayer cloth. Sometimes it's because something's in your life that you need to confess to someone and have prayer.
Amen.
Amen. He says, you'll get well. See, the instructions will be sent to you. What he's quoting is James 5.
Amen.
And we often think of that fault as something we just do wrong. It's not a sin. But did you know that word fault actually does mean sin?
That's it. Yeah. Come on, brother.
Okay.
It means an offense or sin or to be sinful. Amen. Yeah, we'll all bear our own burdens. But Galatians says, bear ye up on them. You know, if I see another king and a priest who's struggling with their cross, I can get up right beside them.
Right.
And I can put my shoulder up against theirs.
Amen.
I can help them bear their burden.
Come on, yes, sir.
Oh, they don't need to hear me complain. It's not about you complaining.
That's it, brother.
It's about you being honest and saying, look, I need help with this.
That's
look,
it.
This is what's going on in my life. We're a family for a reason. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Dr. Carolyn Leaf, a scientist who has gone through and studied the mind during confession and really just studied how the mind works between people. She said that they found out that God has built certain systems in the design of the brain to help us cope with stress, which become activated when we help each other.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
That's it.
So sometimes I'm not able, because of things in my life, to be the king and priest I want to be.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
So I need a brother Andrew, a brother Jonathan, a brother Josh, brother James to come over and put their shoulder against mine.
Hallelujah.
Lift that cross
Amen.
With me and march with me to Calvary.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In closing, God testifying of his gifts, he says,
come on, brother.
This is how important listen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We need to have God's self-image within us.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen. Every day.
Yes, sir.
We need. Did you realize that having you say, "Oh, I've got the Holy Ghost," I'm still great. Hallelujah. You're going. You've got your ticket. It's punched. You're going.
That's right.
But you still need the Holy Ghost every day.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. You need to be refilled every day. How many of us get on our knees and pray? Now, I don't need a show of hands. You know in your heart. But how many of us get down on our knees every morning and pray until we break through and get that refilling in our lives?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Am I the only one that just got convicted of that?
No.
Because that's not in my notes.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God says we are Him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Brother Branham said, flesh of His flesh, bone of His bone, power
yeah.
of His power.
Amen.
So I can take the word up and I can believe it and walk in faith of every single promise. Why? Because I'm worthy.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord God.
Why? Because He says you're worthy.
That's right. Wow. Praise His name. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise His glorious name.
Paul says, go boldly before the throne. Why? Because you're worthy.
Amen.
You say, well, yeah, God's made one worthy. Then you're worthy. Shut up
yes,
and just accept
Lord.
It. Amen. You're worthy.
Yes.
I can go to Christ every single day and get exactly what I need.
Amen.
Amen.
Because He said you're worthy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Why did Esther get accepted in the throne room? Because she's worthy.
That's right.
Amen. Why? Because He said that King Xerxes, he had a wife who was not a very good wife.
That's right.
He just said, hey, will you come and present yourself before my court? He just wanted a little fellowship with his queen.
Amen.
That's right.
He wanted to brag on his queen in front of his vassals and his ministers and all this. She said, so he knew he had to search for someone who was worthy.
Amen.
And he got exactly who he needed. Isn't it funny how Israel had to be divorced so God could search the world for another bride?
Oh,
that bride that was worthy. Amen.
Oh, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
To whatever you have need of. Listen, we are the sons of God. We are the daughters of God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise His name. Hallelujah.
Just in closing, God testifying of His gifts, 1952. He says, you know what's wrong with you? Talking to a lady in a prayer line, he says, don't you? Cancer. I seen that fellow when he had told you that. You only have one chance to live, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You believe Him on Him as your Savior. You'll serve Him with all your life. Aren't you a shit? Now, she didn't confess anything.
Preach. Preach, brother.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, he says. The way you treated Him.
Oh my, come on.
We talked about neglecting our salvation.
Yes, sir.
How shall we escape?
That's it.
How do we treat the Savior?
Oh, Jesus.
Do we sit there and say, no, your gifts aren't good enough because I'm not worthy? What, do you realize when you say you're not worthy, when you discount yourself as not worthy of a promise or a gift, you're lying on God. You're saying your blood was not enough.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly right.
He's true. Amen.
That is true.
He said it is finished.
That's right.
We have no option otherwise. It's finished. We are worthy by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no plan B. There never was.
That's right.
Amen.
God is not a God of contingency plans.
No way.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because if He can speak out and say, by faith, I'm going to create the universe.
That's right.
He can say, by faith, I'm going to step down into a flesh body.
That's
meet
right.
death at Calvary.
Amen.
Amen.
Take those keys and save my people.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord God.
He says, you believe on Him as your Savior. Aren't you ashamed of yourself the way you've treated Him? Do you believe me to be His prophet? You couldn't hide your life from me if you had to.
That's right.
Now you're coming home. Now, how many of us believe we can hide our lives from Christ? Because this, what do we find out that the spirit of prophecy is what? Whose spirit is the spirit of prophecy?
Come on, brother.
Christ.
Amen.
So when Brother Branham operated in the calling of a prophet, it is the Spirit of Christ.
That's Amen. Right.
Amen.
Exactly right. Amen.
And you have all these people believe the whatever you want to call them because they're not believing a sign.
That's right.
Want to sit there and say he's not a prophet because this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter.
Right.
My faith isn't on some person who runs a website who I don't know. I don't know their relationship with Christ. I can't talk to them and get their spirit and find out and discern who they are.
Hit it, brother. Come on.
Why am I facing God? Because when I was in sin,
yeah.
I didn't have some person on a website come to me and say, don't you know Jesus loves you? I had Christ Himself come to me and say, it's time, come home. That's why. That's why I have faith.
Amen.
Not because of some man or something I've done. Because God said, I declare you as my family. I declare you as a son of God. I declare you are worthy. I have saved you.
Amen.
Not because anything we can do. He says, you couldn't hide your life from me if you had to. Now, are you coming home now? So don't discount people who leave the word.
Come on, hit it.
Because if it was a true revelation, then they would have never left.
Right.
So there's still a door because it was never revealed to them.
Right.
Come on, brother.
Right.
They still have an option. They still. That's why when I see minister friends that I love dearly are out in the world now, oh, it grieves me down to the bone. But I have to say, Lord, you know, you save them. You give them one more chance.
Right.
You keep talking to them.
Amen.
Why? Because it's more important for me to intercede for that brother, to put my shoulder to his cross and help him turn himself to Calvary once again.
Amen.
For me to say, bless God, he didn't have the revelation in the first place. Why? Because the way we act towards others is the way we're going to react towards God.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's good.
And if we don't feel they're worthy of the promises,
right.
And we obviously don't think that God's powerful enough.
That's right.
Because Calvary still stands.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not over until he leaves that mercy seat to come get us.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not over. The day is not done.
Nope.
It's late, but it's not done.
That's
yeah.
right.
Amen.
Amen. You can't hide from your life from me. He says, now look, one time you knew God. One time you had an experience with God, but you left him and went away. And this cancer came upon you to bring you back home. He says, are you ready to receive him? You take him now as your Savior. Promise never no more to roam from him, but live for him the rest of your days. If you do raise your hand, and she obviously raises her hand. He goes into prayer and he says, Almighty God, you see the confession. She didn't say one thing. She raised her hand. That was a confession.
Right.
Amen. Of this poor child, like the prodigal son that has wandered away down in the hog pens of the world, down there in the mucky mire, poor little thing, Satan has set her upon her now to take her life. Because that's what Satan does. He has to get you to a certain point before he can take your life. So he gets to a point, tries to get you to that point where you'll just accept him and his life's for you. Where the world looks better. You know, what did Lot... He saw the plains of Sodom, and they were like Egypt.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
He says, you pushed her into this meeting tonight and arranged it so she could be here at the platform. And that the secrets of her heart might be known, God, forgive her of her backsliding. You said you were married to one, and I pray, Father, that you'll take... Now, you said... He that comes to me, I will not cast out. Now grant, Lord, that tonight that she is willing, humbly, you've never forsaken her. Listen to what he said. She's forsaken you. Well, she neglected her salvation. She neglected to start confessing the promises. She neglected the relationship she had with Christ.
Amen.
You know, maybe she entertained one little thing.
That's it.
And that grew. Why? Because it's the little foxes.
Yeah.
That spoil the vine.
Amen, brother.
It's the TV shows that aren't really all that dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, they dress like the world and act like the world, but there's no, you know, blatant stuff. So it's okay. Oh, you got a little fox in your garden.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Right.
We all have little foxes in our garden that we need to patrol our gardens.
Amen.
We need to make sure our tater patches are clean. And you start pulling out the weeds, shooing away the foxes. Amen?
Amen.
He says, Almighty God, you see the confession of this poor child. I'm sorry, going down. He says, he that comes to me, I will not cast out. Along the line there, he said, you never forsaken her. She forsaken you all along the line. You loved her, spoke to her, talked to her. You see, because once you're decreed by God as a predestinated unto the adoption, unto the image of Christ, you can't escape that.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You can't. You can run until you're done running, until you're exhausted and you can't move.
That's right.
God will just drag you back. He'll take that rope and just drag you back. Amen?
That's right.
That's our Savior.
Hey,
amen. 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 How many of us have gone stray?
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Sure.
Multiple times. Amen. At least I have.
Yes.
Amen. He said, God grant this hour she'll stay with you and your church and live for you. And now, after the cause has been found, the cure will have to be.
Amen.
Satan, cursed be you in the name of Jesus Christ. You who's called cancer, come out of the girl. He says, look on me as God's prophet. The reason, listen, remember Sunday I spoke, don't shy away from the authority God's given you.
Amen.
If God's called you to something, that's who you are.
Amen.
Accept it and walk in and be proud of that.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Not boastful, but proud.
Thank you.
Thankful that God's made you that.
Amen.
Confident. Amen. He says, the reason I use these words, coming home, staying away, slipping back, now your sins are forgiven you. Because remember, she just confessed that she had sinned, that she had walked away.
That's right.
He says, now your sins are forgiven you and your cancer is healed. Now go and sin no more and God be with you. Just a moment, lady. So he's sitting here praying with this lady. And she turns to walk away and he says, just a moment, lady. And there's a lady up in the balcony. Why? Because you can't get away from the Word of God.
That's right. Amen.
It works regardless of if you want it to or not.
Hallelujah.
He says, coming home, staying, or he says, just a moment, lady. That's all right, little lady. Some sitting up there, dressed in a white dress with a stomach trouble. You want to be healed? Lay on the top row now. In the place up there that's got the stomach trouble, you've also left God. If you repent tonight, God will make you well.
Amen.
Why? Because God puts everything He is behind His Word.
Amen. That's right.
And if you're His Word, He puts all He is, everything that is Him, behind you.
Amen.
Amen. Closing now, let us stand. He says, in the fourth seal, notice now, He will be given a heart. He's talking about the Antichrist. Of a beast in that day, and Satan will incarnate himself, because when the church goes up, Satan's cast out. See, it's done then. All this accusing done. See, now as long as the intercessor is still on the throne, hallelujah, Satan can stand there and accuse, because he's the attorney of the other side. Amen.
Right.
He says, he's the opponent of Christ. So what side are we standing on when we say your blood's not enough? I'm not worthy of the things you've said I'm worthy of.
That's it.
When we accuse God of being a liar.
That's it, brother.
Amen. But He's made us worthy.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He's made us worthy. And you know what? We just have to start confessing the thing. We're worthy.
Yes,
we're worthy.
That's right.
Amen. He says, and Christ is, He's standing there. Amen. The opponent is standing there saying, but wait. Adam fell. Adam done this. That's the whole thing. You're guilty of such and such, such and so.
Right.
That's what plays in our mind. The complex is, I can't because of this. No, you can because Christ said you were.
Hey,
he said you can.
Yes.
He said, I give you the power.
That's
peace
right.
I give you.
Uh-huh.
Life I give you and life more abundantly.
Right.
Brother Graham said, nothing can stop life.
That's
nothing.
Right. That's right.
He said, but Adam fell. Adam done this. I conquered him. I got his wife to believe a lie and you said she'd be damned by it. I got it. Now, right when Satan thinks he's got you. Brother Branham says, but here's the mediator standing there, amen. The kinsman. Kinsman?
Oh,
you mean it's not just some mystical God up there who doesn't know how we feel and what we go through? Sister, you said your foot was healed.
Amen.
God was right there feeling that pain with you.
Yes.
And he said, you know what? She's done feeling that pain.
Amen.
And I'll heal her.
Amen.
I'll manifest that healing. Why? On the cross of Calvary, He already did it.
Amen.
Said, but here's the mediator, amen. The kinsman redeemer standing there with the blood that can take the vilest sinner heart and change it. A mediator is on the throne tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir, he says. Satan said, but they're guilty. Jesus said they're not.
Amen.
Let's give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done, for making us clean. Oh, we praise you and we worship you, Lord Jesus. We give you honor and praise, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've made us worthy. You've made us clean. And because you said it, I believe it. I'm worthy because you said so, period. Oh, God, we worship you tonight. We worship you, Lord. We confess with our mouths, Lord.
You
have made us worthy and therefore we are. We are kings. We are priests. You are our Kinsman Redeemer. You are our Mediator. You are our Judge that says we are worthy. Lord, we just worship you, oh God. Oh God, we just worship you, Lord. We just ask that you take this word. We thank you for it, Lord God. Lord, help us to realize who we are. Lord, help us to realize that our confession does matter. Lord, that the things we think, Lord, can be changed by our very confession. And that the thing, like you spoke on Sunday, the things that we confess, our body will have to change into.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Blessed God.
We praise you. We thank you, Lord. Give you honor and praise. Lord, bless the reading of the word tonight, Lord. Bless it to our hearts and our minds. Bless us to walk away better. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. And we confess you are our kinsman redeemer. And we are your children.
Hallelujah.
Sons and daughters, kings and priests, royal priesthood, royal kingship. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing that we can look at and say, this is why. Because there's nothing there. You've made us wholly accepted. You've washed away the wrinkles, the spots. In your throne room, we are without spot, without wrinkle. We are that bride. As Esther came forth and touched the scepter, Lord, and you said half of up to half my kingdom. Or we say, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be so in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Touch us now. Brother Andrew, come.
Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me, as I lift my hands in worship. And to magnify thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Oh, let's sing it together tonight. Let's all worship and believe it now. Flow through. Oh, crying it, Lord God, to each one.
Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Oh, we praise you and worship you, Lord.
As I lift my hands in worship and to magnify thy name, flow through me.
Dad, continue to play softly. Let's all bow our heads together. I don't like to leave the house of God without giving every person an opportunity to do the same as that lady did when she came before the inspiration. She had an opportunity to make what was wrong right. She had an opportunity that if she wanted to get saved, she could. If she wanted to get healed, she could. If she needed the Holy Ghost, she could get it. And would there be a soul here that has a need? I ain't asking you to look around. I'm asking you to talk to the Lord. Do you have a need from Him? I believe you raise your hands to that God that we serve. You'll walk out of here with your need tonight. If you don't know this God in a personal way, if He seems too distant, He seems just like a good thought, it's time to break through in prayer and realize that He's your Savior, that He's your God, and He's so close to you. Oh, I'm just waiting on Him. He's just doing, oh, I love Him. I just love Him. I appreciate Him. You can just hear Him answering you, can't you? Just, what's He saying? I love you. I appreciate you. Every time you raise your hand when you're hurting, every time you come when you're doubting, I appreciate that. That's what the Lord's got to say. He sees your little acts. Don't be weary in well-doing. He knows what you do for Him. And He appreciates that. Oh, aren't you happy to be a Christian? Aren't you happy he's right there? And you don't have to guess, but you know that the inspiration of God is in this place. When people search high, low, north and south, east and west, looking for God, you can say, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't walk out sick tonight. Receive healing. The image of Christ don't have sickness to it. It's healed. He's alive forevermore. If you don't have joy unspeakable and full of glory, say, Lord, I have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You give it to me. I'm walking out of here with a smile on my face. I'm not giving the devil any praise. I'm going to give God praise. I don't have to feel good. I'm going to praise him anyway. He comes and says, oh, you're just serpent seed. You're just kidding yourself. You're just of the devil. We'll say, I'm going to be the worst devil worshiper ever then. And I'm going to praise God anyhow. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. I ain't saying thank you, Satan. I ain't wasting my time with you, devil. You're done defeated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Aren't you happy? Praise his name. Praise his name. Let's go ahead and pray together. You pray with all your heart now. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the word that's come forth tonight to show us, Lord, to take that old image that Satan likes to bring up time and time again and just throw it in the trash can where it believes and where it belongs, Lord, and believe what the word has said about us, Lord, that we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. And I believe to be in a group of people that believe that tonight. Lord, and as I watch your children grow in victory, Lord, and watch their faith begin to rise into those heavenly places, I pray that they would walk out of this place with every divine blessing that you have for them. There be one here sick tonight. May the Holy Spirit just sweep into that body and that power of God change the scene. And may that body become well in Jesus Christ's name. You that knows the hearts of men, Lord, for we know that no man does, not even Satan knows, but we know that you do, Lord. And if there's someone's heart in this building under my voice right now that doesn't know you, that ain't saved by the grace of God, I pray that right now they would be able to receive that. Grant it, Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, as you preached the other night, the time is short, Lord. This is the end. We need to be ready. We need to do all that we can. If there's a Christian here who just feels a little backslid, feels like he just ain't giving his whole heart, her whole heart into serving you, Lord, I pray, they just go ahead and raise that hand and say, Lord, try me once more. May they be like Samson, though I have to die, though I got to give up everything, once more, Lord, let the power of God move through my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. We confess our faults to you, Lord. We confess to one another that we've strayed many times. Lord, we've looked to the left or to the right, Lord, but we're not looking at that. We're looking to our atonement and saying, Lord, by your blood, forgive us, Lord Jesus. Wash us clean. Anoint us with your spirit once more. And when we go back to the job, when we go back to our families, may we not live in defeat, but live in Christian victory, that you've paved the way, Lord, that we can come to glory. We thank you for these promises. We thank you for being here tonight. And we thank you for speaking through our brother. May you keep each one safe. May you keep each one saved. May you keep each one filled with the Holy Ghost, with joy, love, and power. That when the enemy does come, knowing that he will, there'll be a power rise up and cast them aside. Keep everyone safe on the roads home. Bless this little time we had together, Lord. May we know that it was good to be in your house. We confess it and believe it now as a group of believers in that wonderful, all-encompassing name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands and worship the Lord a little bit? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, just thank him and just praise him for what he's done for you. Oh, blessed God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just a little slow down for me. Emmanuel. His name is called. On Jesus. He's right here, right now. Let him open your eyes and see his presence. With us revealed in us, his name is God. happy. Yes, Lord.
Emmanuel.
Oh, every hand raised, just praise Him. He's here now.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. His name is God. Emmanuel.
Again, if there's anyone that has a need of prayer, feel free to come forward. We'll have Brother Josh pray with you. If you have one need, please don't leave this building tonight with it. Our God provides for all of our needs right on time, every time we need them. And if you need it tonight and you can't get enough faith by yourself, that's all right. We're a family of God. You come forward, we'll pray together, we'll believe together, and you'll walk out of here with your need tonight. He's the same God. He's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And anytime anybody needed Jesus, He was there.
That's right.
When Legion needed Jesus, he was out of his mind and crazy. God was there.
Amen.
He wasn't afraid of a legion of devils. Right. He ain't afraid of the one that we might have.
That's right, amen.
If you have a need, I didn't mean to preach tonight. I'm sorry. If you have a need, you can come forward. And I said, well, brother, pray with you. If not, that's fine. That's Danny. We'll just go home and give God praise. Let's sing it one more time. Give everybody an opportunity.
Oh, Emmanuel.
One more time.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, His name is God, Emmanuel, He's God with us.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise and worship Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise His name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Was it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Yes, Lord. How many appreciates our brother Josh? Can we just give the Lord thank you for our brother? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, don't want to keep you all night. Appreciate Josh again giving the word, and appreciate Jesus Christ coming and being with us.
Amen.
As we go tonight, I'll go ahead and let Dad take over after this song here, and you can stay and worship as long as you want to. Try to be as respectful as you can if anybody's still praying or singing or things like that, but you're dismissed if you need to go. Song 276. Let's just sing that again. Last night, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me.
Amen.
It'll quicken this old mortal body. And I'll go to glory with them. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, oh, it will quicken my mortal body. If that spirit dwells in me, it will quicken my mortal body. If that spirit dwells in me, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead